Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Today, I'm on the newly trending Ferrero Rocher Isles in the popular beach resort Palm Canyon, where average yearly sunshine ratings are just super. I'm Ben Catastrophe, and in the decade I've been over here, I've sold more than two properties. Today, I'll need a little magic to find something special for Nigel and Deirdre Shadzak, who, after lives of working hard all day long, are searching for their dream retirement home here on the island. Coming up, I get off to a flying start.
It's not bad, I suppose.
Aye, it's all right.
But there could be a few tears along the way.
Oh, Nigel.
I know, love. It'll be all right.
And one property I find might be just a little too close to the beachfront.
Do you want to see inside?
I'm not so fast.
No bugs. Whoa!
So join me to see if I've got what it takes to find Nigel and Deirdre's brand new home away from the drizzle. Cap Noir presents a Halloween special, part one, Away from the Drizzle by Matt Sanders and Kevin Chilmers. Nigel and Deirdre have been longing to move to the island for well over 8 months. They sold up in the UK and have been renting here for the past 3 months, but their lease finishes tomorrow. So the pressure's on to find them something really special and quick. This couple have only been together for 10 months, but they've both spent their entire lives dreaming of retirement. So when that day finally happened, they sold Nigel's house in England and are now within arm's reach of their goal.
I'm Nigel Shadzak. I used to work in a funeral home, but on the day I retired, I forgot how to do any of it. So don't ask me how to bury you, because I wouldn't know.
I'm Deirdre Shadzak, and I absolutely love the sunshine, don't I, Nigel?
She does indeed. Adores it.
I really do love the sunshine.
Anything else you want to tell us about yourselves?
Like what?
Well, like interests, hobbies, anything that particularly matters to either of you?
Now comes to mind, does it, love?
No, I can't think of a single thing.
Okay, what about any amusing anecdotes or interesting stories that may have occurred in your lives?
I don't think we've got any of them, have we, Deirdre?
Absolutely not.
Our lives, thus far, have been interest-free.
Fine, I give up. Cut back to Ben, let him do some filler about this godforsaken island.
I'm here on the gorgeous Ferrero Rocher Isles, where it's always sunny until 9 p.m. and only rains on a Tuesday. Flights from the UK take around 3.5 hours and have been described as risky. However, it's not stopped tourists from flocking here, which has driven up local property price to an all-time premium.
Excuse me, love. Do we just stand here quietly?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Deirdre. I was wondering that myself.
Oh, yes. I'm just doing a piece directly to the camera about the island. I'll come to you both in a minute, I promise.
Oh, I see. Sorry, Chuck.
1,000 pardons, as a flatulent man might say.
It's perfectly fine, but if you could just both stay silent for a moment, I'd be really grateful, as we are still rolling.
Of course.
No problem.
So, as I was saying...
You go right ahead, love.
Property prices on the island...
Don't mind us.
Property prices on the island have reached an all-time high, particularly here in the capital, Palm Canyon.
Hasn't he got a lovely neck, Nigel?
He has, Deirdre. Very graceful.
So, once again, if I could just ask you both to keep quiet until I come to you, as the cameras and microphones are picking all of this up.
Of course, love. Sorry.
My lips are sealed. My teeth are hidden.
Right. Property prices are at an all-time high, particularly here in Palm Canyon, where one beach house recently sold for all the tea in China.
Bayek, that's an awful lot of tea.
It's too much. Much too much.
Okay, that's it. I'm going to have to do this as an insert or else we'll never get finished on schedule.
Yeah, good idea, Ben. Let's cut to an insert.
Palm Canyon has a bustling international feel that offers a little something for everyone. From award-winning coastal strips with plenty of surf through to many, many, many densely packed resorts. Some with swimming pools. The beaches here are blue flagged, clean and dog friendly, which makes them perfect for dogging. The busy, vibrant streets are filled with many promenades, restaurants and bistros, but there's also a classic historical feel to Palm Canyon with many property features dating back to early 1986. There's lots to see and do here, with plenty of places around to eat and drink, and with well over 1,000 crazy golf courses in this region alone, Palm Canyon has the most crazy golf courses available per square mile in the world. With all this and so much more, including neighbouring regions with nearly as many crazy golf courses of their own, it's no wonder that property in Palm Canyon can command top dollar. Right then, I suppose we better cut back to me on the beach talking to the Shad Sacks. Just before we do, whilst I have a moment completely to myself, I just want to say, Nigel and Deirdre, if you're watching this programme as it airs, I already hate the both of you, and I can't wait to wrap this episode up so I can move on to different properties with, frankly, more interesting people. Nigel and Deirdre, I would say welcome to the island, but you've been here for a while already.
That's right. 3 months, haven't we, love?
Yes, love, we have.
And what attracted you to the Ferrero Rocher Isles to begin with?
Oh, we fell for the place the moment we first Googled it, didn't we, Chuck?
Head over heels, as they say. We loved it from the pictures alone. Something about the people, the buildings, the culture.
The sunshine.
The sunshine. I mean, you can't make it up.
So, nothing to do with all the crazy golf courses then?
What crazy golf courses?
Oh, I've never cared for golf, particularly when it's unstable.
I see. So you just Googled an island, saw some pictures, but bizarrely none of the millions of crazy golf course photos that make this destination so popular, and then decided to move here literally without doing any further research.
Exactly. And we've not looked back for a single second, have we, love?
Not even the time it would take to sneeze. Achoo. Excuse me.
Bless you.
Well, I'd like to be shocked, but sadly I'm not. What kind of property are you looking for?
Well, nothing made of water.
Okay.
Except the swimming pool, of course.
Oh, aye. And all the plumbing.
So you want a swimming pool?
Yes, please.
Nothing fancy, mind. Just for swimming in.
And what about the actual property type?
A house would be nice. With a roof. A real one, though. Proper.
Right.
Keep the rain out.
Or an apartment, if the right one came up. It would have to be special, though.
It would have to be special.
It would.
How many bedrooms?
Oh, I'm no good at quizzes. What do you think, Nige? 15?
2 would probably suffice. Ours, then a spare one.
Dare I ask, why the Palm Canyon region in particular, if you know nothing of all the crazy golf here?
Oh, there's just something about it.
The people, the buildings, the culture.
The sunshine.
The sunshine. I mean, you can't make it up.
What sort of budget are we working with here?
After the sale of my house and various pianos back home, along with Deirdre and my retirement funds.
Plus that pound I gave you.
Oh yes, plus a pound and all my life savings. We've probably got a budget of...
About £5.
Uh-huh. It's just that average house prices in this region alone started around £250,000 and can easily go north of £1 million.
Good grief.
Everything's so expensive now.
So is there any wiggle room?
What do you think, Deirdre?
Well, we do want to live here, love.
Go on then, if we must. Suppose we could go as far as 300,000?
But not a penny more.
We'd prefer to keep it as close to the £5 mark as possible.
Exactly.
Can I ask, have either of you ever actually bought a house before?
Well, I've never needed to, have I, love?
No. And I was born in the house I just sold, lived there all my life, never left the village. In fact, I hadn't even gone all the way into town until I met Deirdre.
I believe you.
What a night that was.
What a night.
And what type of decor would you be looking for?
What's he mean now, Nigel? I don't understand all these fancy questions.
He means, what do you want the place to look like, love? What kind of decoration style? Friends, Peppa Pig, Emulsion, you know, the decor.
Oh, I see. Well, in the style of Chandler from Friends, obviously.
Obviously.
Actually, that's not quite what I meant. I was more asking if you prefer modern or a traditional aesthetic.
Traditional.
Modern.
So I'm looking for a house or apartment that's both modern and traditional, not made of water except in all the usual places, is decorated in the style of a character from the classic sitcom Friends.
Chandler.
Has its own swimming pool, preferably with lots of sunshine, and you want the price tag ideally to be no more than £5.
Perfect.
That would be lovely.
Well, it sounds like I've got a challenge on my hands. So let's head to our first property. And while I'm on the road with these two morons, you can hear a little insert of me talking about the place we're going to see.
Grand.
Can't wait.
No, you won't be able to hear it. You'll be in the car with me.
Oh, I see.
Do we have to pay?
No, it's all included. I feel like the brief I'm working from is a 5-year-old hand painting crudely stuck to the fridge until it accidentally gets lost on rubbish day. I mean, seriously, I've never met such a cretinous pair of cretins in all my years doing this show. I'd love to chat about the property we're going to see, but to be honest, I need this moment just to decompress and smoke cigarettes whilst I worry about the intellectual state of people in general. Oh, that's better.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
After an excruciatingly long journey made all the more challenging by a tawdry anecdote from Deirdre about shoes, we've finally arrived at the first property.
Do you want me to finish telling you what happened?
No, thank you. Instead, what do you think about house number one?
Oh, are we here?
What? Yes, of course we're here. What other reason could there possibly be for standing randomly in someone's garden eyeballing their house?
Sorry, Chuck. There's a lot going on. It's hard to keep up.
Well, I like it. Certainly meets the criteria. It has all the walls and a roof. Just the type of thing we're looking for.
Oh, aye. Pool's nice too.
What pool?
What do you mean, what pool?
Just there, love. By your foot.
Oh, yeah. So there is. Very nice.
How on earth could you not have seen it?
Excuse me, Ben. Why is the house so big?
Good question, Deirdre. It does seem like an awful lot of house for only £5.
Well, Firstly, this property is on the market at the more realistic end of your budget. And by that I mean how much things cost in real life.
So, how much?
This stunning upstairs apartment, complete with garden and pool, is going for £283,000.
Sorry, love. Did you say upstairs only?
What would we do if the neighbours wanted to knock their bit down? Our apartment would be left floating in mid-air.
Oh, I wouldn't like that, Nige.
No one should have to tolerate something like that.
I'll be honest, I didn't think today could get any more taxing, so thank you both for surprising me.
No problem.
You're welcome.
As I was saying, yours would be the upstairs apartment, though the garden and pool are included. The downstairs is owned by a business, and you would all enter into a contract where neither party can make any structural changes to the building, no matter how stupid they might be.
Oh, that makes far more sense.
Lovely. We'll take it.
Well, should we go inside and have a look first?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, then.
Judging by the reactions of Nigel and Deirdre, it looks like I'm off to a powerful start. Mind you, I'm reasonably confident I could put a Cornish pasty in front of these two and they'd make an offer to move in. So, while they view some of the rooms of this apartment that's frankly no better or worse than any other on the market, I'm going to stand back and hope they give full asking price so I can just move the hell on with my life.
Right then, let's see what we've got in here. Oh, look at this, Deirdre.
Oh, Nigel, I'm home.
I know.
I can't believe my eyes. Oh, Nigel.
Come here, love.
But I don't think
I've got you.
I've seen anywhere.
All right.
So beautiful before.
So you like the bathroom then?
It's got a toilet.
Uh-huh. They're fairly common on the island. Baths, sinks and showers too.
This room's got them all.
I think I'm in love.
Right. Not completely the response I'd expect to a fairly average bathroom that could in fact use a little modernising, but each to their own, I suppose. Would you like to see some of the other rooms?
I don't know if I need to bother. I'm right at home here.
Well, maybe we should, Deirdre. Just to make sure, £5 is an awful lot to fork out for a house.
It is a lot.
Yeah. £283,000, remember, is the actual real-life price.
Oh, aye.
I remember now.
Come and see the lounge.
Can't hurt.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but is this going anywhere?
Whatever do you mean?
I mean, why are you recounting a TV programme you watched about property selling in the sun?
Well, we thought this was a chat show, didn't we, Kenneth?
That's right, old boy. We thought the whole point was to talk.
Well, you're both correct. The whole point is to talk, only we did have a specific topic in mind and it wasn't away from the drizzle.
No, but how are we supposed to know that? I mean, honestly, invite us down here for a nice chat and then start imposing militant rules on us as soon as the microphones get switched on. It's absolutely disgusting.
Quite right, Reggie. I, too, am outraged. I'd write a letter to my local MP if it wasn't me. In fact, forget that. I'm going to write one anyway.
Good idea, Kenneth. Sign it for me, too.
I most certainly will. Utterly disgraceful, it really is.
Well, it's lovely that you're both so keen. Only, actually, we have a process for this show and it tends to start with introductions, not just whatever you've been watching on the telly. We haven't even done the titles yet, and there's probably no point now given we're so far in time-wise. We might as well just go straight to the... Oh, I see. We're doing the titles anyway, are we? Well, this is shaping up to be a great episode. I really do love my job. Yep. Good evening. You're listening to Digging Deeper. I'm Dale Allen. Tonight, we're talking about Halloween. That's right. I can only apologise again for the guff you've heard so far about some property show.
Away from the drizzle!
Let's not start that again.
No.
Instead, let's talk Halloween. What does it mean in the modern world? Is it still relevant?
Yes!
Or has it become just another time of the year when people are expected to buy things?
Yes!
I'm joined by a stuck-up pair of toffs who each have opposing views on the annual October phenomenon. Gentlemen, would you care to introduce yourselves?
I'm Reginald Crudbucket. C-R-U-D-B-U-C-K-E-T Crudbucket. And I'm here to oppose this appallingly antiquated tradition that simply has no societal relevance for the modern taxpayer.
Balderdash and hogwash. Mm-hmm. Halloween's one of the last few sentiments keeping this shambles of a country glued together.
Do you want to tell us your name?
I am Kenneth Toole. T-O-O-O-O-O-L. And I assure each and every one of you, I am an absolute tool.
Right. Reginald, why the hatred for Halloween? What's it ever done to you?
Well, where do I start, Dale? I mean, has it got an apostrophe or not? If it can't even make its mind up about that, then how can I begin to trust it?
At a codswallop, Reggie. We don't need apostrophes to keep traditions alive. It's terrifying people that matters.
What in blue blazes are you talking about, Kenneth? Of course we need apostrophes. How else are we going to demonstrate transparency to the shareholders?
Look, I can't be held responsible for you adapting so poorly to the transition of the apostrophe, Reggie.
It's not a transition, Kenneth. It's a decline.
I'm not sure what any of this has got to do with Halloween.
Ignore him, Dale. He's just upset because he can't keep up with the changes of the modern world. It's just like that TV show he was going on about earlier.
Away from the drizzle? I thought you liked that show.
Not again.
Not any longer, Reggie. It's like I keep telling you. Nowadays, I only watch gluten-free TV.
Preposterous! How would that even work?
Well, I don't watch any programs that contain gluten, obviously.
It feels like we're getting off the subject of Halloween. Very slightly. I could really use something to pull this discussion back on track. That'll do nicely.
I say, what the devil's going on?
We're under attack!
Good evening. I am sorry for the damage I caused to your wall.
I say, I really like your cape.
Quite right, Kenneth. Nice wig, too.
Yeah, never mind about all of that. You literally just walked through a studio wall. Are you all right?
I am perfectly fine, thank you. Permit me to introduce myself. I am Lacuna, in fact, and I am here to suck you dry.
Beg your pardon?
What?
Gentlemen, please, I'll handle things. After all, I do have some experience of this show going slightly awry. Mr. In Fact, I think you said your name was?
Yes.
Can I ask you to clarify again why you came busting through my studio wall, and I ask that you do so, bearing in mind Digging Deep as a family radio program?
Of course, my friend. You see, I am Vampire.
Voldemort?
An umpire?
No. Vampire.
Oh, a vampire.
Yes, is what I say, vampire. Is why I'm here to suck you dry.
What?
No, thank you. Mr. In Fact, it's nice to have a vampire on the show for a change, especially at Halloween, but sucking someone dry doesn't quite mean what you think it does.
My sincere apologies. English is not my first language. Perhaps I should say, I will suck you off.
What? No, thank you.
Can you two just calm down a moment? You really are not helping.
These two men annoy you, presenter?
Yeah, a bit, if I'm honest.
Goodness me! Really?
Then permit me to demonstrate my purpose here.
Oh, not this again. If he drops his trousers, I'm leaving.
I might stay.
Really, Kenneth?
Oh, come on, Reggie. You really need to move with the times. You can't...
I say, he just sucked Kenneth dry.
I think my intention was clear.
And we're back down to just two guests again, listeners.
Allow me to rectify that.
I say, stop looking at my neck, you. I simply won't tolerate... You see, this is my Halloween. Needs to be made obsolete.
It tastes better than the other.
Well then, that's both the book guests dead. Looks like it's just me and you, Mr. Infarct.
Splendid. You may now interview me.
Oh, you're here for an interview?
Yes. I learned of such a thing from Anne Rice.
The novelist?
No.
Right.
I have lived a very rich and extraordinary life, my friend. Now is time to tell the world my fantastic story.
Yes, going to stop you there. Can it wait a couple of weeks? It's just we're out of time.
Really? I have done my research on you, and this episode seems shorter than usual.
It is. The writer's made a firm decision to reduce the story length from this point onwards.
But I am used to receiving much comedy for free.
Well, me too. Only the production team's quite small, and everyone involved in this show has to work a full-time job as well.
I see. Then when can I tell my tale?
Can you wait a fortnight?
Well, I suppose if I must, I must.
Good. See you in 2 weeks.
You've been listening to a Cat Noir Halloween Special Part 1, Away from the Drizzle. This episode was written, produced, recorded and edited by Matt Sanders and Kevin Chilvers. Promotional material by Laurie Stone. If you enjoyed what you heard, then remember to give us a like, subscribe and review wherever you heard us. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at Cat Noir Podcast. Join us again in a fortnight for what we're all expecting to be some sort of vampire story. Bye!
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.